Jess in with you this morning. Now, the Scone TAFE New South Wales side is still making headlines locally. We saw that last week expressions of interest closed for anyone to come forward and put a bid, essentially, on the TAFE side. Yesterday, reportedly, according to the Newcastle Herald, New South Wales Racing has confirmed that they have put a bid in and for more than the $3.2 million. To get her thoughts on this, I'm joined on the line this morning by New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McCann. Hey, Jodie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well, Jess, and obviously in the upper hunter for my second visit to talk about Scone TAFE this year. So we're not giving up on this. And extraordinary revelations yesterday.
Yeah, so let's start with New South Wales Racing. Apparently, I feel like it's kind of the worst kept secret for the last few weeks in the upper hunter. They have confirmed they have put a bid in for the TAFE and they want to keep it as an educational facility. What are your thoughts on this?
This has emerged. So what can I say is that there's been these secret negotiations underway since mid last year. So Racing New South Wales said that they wrote to the minister, and there was a meeting, we know, because there was a note in the minister's diary, which was held in August. So yesterday, they was asked about whether there had been discussions in that August meeting about TAFE and the selling of the Scone campus. Now, he denied that. I don't believe him. No one believes him. The fact is that we found out about the sale of Scone campus when an expression of interest appeared online by a real estate agent. But we now know that the government has been in secret negotiations with Racing New South Wales since mid-year. Now, this should remain a public education institution. We shouldn't be just privatising TAFE assets, which is what we're doing here.
Yeah. I guess at the end of the day, the community, there was no consultation at the beginning when discussions were being had, and there should have been for a facility that is really one of the biggest facilities in the Upper Hunter. It's good that it's going to hopefully, by the looks of it, be kept as an educational facility. So is that a win?
No, because I don't think there's any guarantee around that. You know, we haven't seen what Racing New South Wales has put forward. It is, as you said, a very big site. You know, yesterday the minister was asked about this. He indicated, oh, you know, maybe we could have a mobile unit for Scone to, you know, look at the farrier courses and other agricultural courses that are offered there. I believe Michael Johnson has said that it could be done in a tin shed at the back. The fact is, we have no guarantee at all about what this land will be used for. Now, you know, we should not give up on public education. If there is an arrangement that can be reached with Racing New South Wales that allows this to be a TAFE college and for training to occur, then great, let's do that. But the fact is, the government has, you know, run this institution into the ground. It's underutilised, and that suits their purpose, which is about selling this. We cannot sell this facility.
I do want to mention as well, you've been talking about job losses throughout various TAFE sites as well. And I do want to bring up too that when Labor was in government, there were some TAFE sites that were also shut when Labor was in power. So it's certainly not a Liberal or a national government thing, with TAFE New South Wales in Newcastle, Cohaiba, Charlestown as well. All were shut under Labor too.
Well, no, I mean, you've got, you know, TAFE colleges, obviously they're in Belmont and I'm in Tyers Hill tomorrow. I think we have to look at how we build TAFE up. And, you know, TAFE has become much loved, and there are so many opportunities for young people out of TAFE at a time in the Upper Hunter and in the Hunter more generally, where, you know, one in five young people are unemployed. You know, this is important that these facilities are kept in public hands, and we're going to make sure of that. You know, can I just say, Jess, that the only representation that Michael Johnson has made, and we know this through using the power of the Parliament, is to actually ask for talking points from the Minister's office. He has not made any representation on behalf of his community, any representation to keep this in public hands, any representation to ensure that courses are offered, any representation to ensure that jobs remain, nothing from Michael Johnson except a request for talking points from the minister's office so he can spin his way out of it. His job is to stand up for education in his area. His job is to keep, you know, these sort of incredibly important sites in public hands, and, you know, he's just undermining it. And I think it's really disappointing for Scone and for the Upper Hunts more generally. You know, we should not have these secret negotiations going on behind the scenes. And I would like to know what Michael Johnson knew and when and what his involvement has been in this.
I guess my point there, though, with mentioning those three TAFE sites is that it's certainly not just a this government thing that TAFE gets shut down. It happens under both governments. So thankfully, you know, Labor has sounds like you've changed, you know, your tune of the party when it comes to TAFE.
Well, can I say that, you know, Labor was absolutely, you know, 10 years ago when Labor was last in government, we were committed absolutely to TAFE. And, you know, I make a commitment that we won't sell TAFE campuses. The fact is they've had 5,700 TAFE teachers that they've, you know, they've taken jobs away from. The fact is that TAFE has been undermined. We've got another 700, we found out last week, 700 jobs in TAFE that will be lost. You know, I give a commitment that we will build up TAFE. We have to build up TAFE, and we have a responsibility to do that, no matter who is in government. And this government is simply undermining TAFE because they want to see it privatised, and we can't allow that to happen.
And I want to mention as well, Jodie, of course, you are in the Upper Hunter today, not only to talk about the TAFE, but also about another very important project in the Upper Hunter, being the Singleton Bypass, a project that has been spoken about for years and years and years. Finally, looks like it's making some significant steps forward to actually happen.
Well, I mean, the question is, when is it going to happen? Yeah. I mean, in the lead up to the election, we had you know, we committed funding, as did, you know, the Liberal National Party, which was great. So we had bipartisan support for it. But we've found out now that, you know, they're not going to look at construction starting until mid-2023, which is after the next election. And it won't be completed until 2026. So, you know, I think there needs to be questions asked about why this is taking so long. So they've now embarked apparently on a two-year market sounding process. You know, there's been no explanation as to what that involves and why it's going to take so long. So funding may be committed, but it's pushed out to the never never. And I think, as you said, I mean, I know I grew up here. I know how important both the Singleton and the Muswellbrook bypasses are.
Mm. And there are certainly parts of the project that locals, including Singleton Council, want to see changed. You know, the plan doesn't have the bypasses, dual carriageway. There's also some issues with an interchange in the putty section of the bypass that council wants to see changed. Hopefully it is.
Well, I think, you know, the council's view is that the putty road should be a full interchange. It's currently a half interchange. Mm-hmm. And that motorists should have access to and from the town from the bypass. You know, it's single lane. I think council's got a really good point there. If you're going to build a bypass, then we need to build it for now and into the future.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, this project seems to be plagued, not just the route, but the delays, the significant delays that this project is now facing.
Mm. We shall see what happens. Jodie, as always, it's a pleasure catching up with you, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Good to catch up with you again. And as I said, this is my second visit this year, and you'll be seeing a lot more of me.